the Los Angeles County Alliance for the Boys and Girls Clubs. They are joining us today because there is a very big day coming up, Teen Summit 2017. It's amazing for teens, and it's a great experience for them. And then, you know, of course, every day we have Boys and Girls Clubs throughout Los Angeles County. 22, right, Mary?
Yep.
22, yeah. And Mary Hewitt is the Executive Director of the Alliance. And then we are also joined by Brian Davis, CEO. And also, you are on the Board of Directors of the Teen Summit, but you're at Pasadena, the Boys and Girls Club Pasadena, right?
Yeah, I have the best job in the world as the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club of Pasadena.
And the Teen Summit, you're heading that up or doing a lot of work with it.
I'm one of our co-chairs this year. I'm really excited about putting together a fantastic program.
It's a busy time then for you.
Very busy time.
It's coming up October 21st. Brian, you're an expert. You guys are both experts when it comes to the Boys and Girls Club. So do you want to talk a little bit about the core programs, about, you know, what happens at the Boys and Girls Clubs? Because I know you have character, leadership, education, health, all of these amazing opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. The Boys and Girls Clubs are, you know, an institution both in the country but regionally. Several of the clubs, Pasadena and Hollywood, we're celebrating our 80th anniversaries this year. We've been in the communities serving 140,000 Angelenos. And when you think of all of those young people that after school, when they have nowhere else to go, they come to us and we open up our doors. Our teen programs are probably the most critical ones we offer. Mm-hmm. Being able to provide mentoring opportunities, college and career planning programs, leadership development. Our signature program, the Youth of the Year, where we're able to recognize the best of the best and then come together with the Los Angeles County Alliance and pull together a fantastic event. Teen Summit is when we come and we celebrate and emulate and make everything much bigger than what we do on a daily basis in the clubs, where the young people are active. They're learning how to make good choices in their lives, and they're building a network of support. They have their champions and their cheerleaders. One of our speakers this year is going to be Jonathan Franklin, you know, the star running back from UCLA, who now is on staff with the Los Angeles Rams,
right,
and has that inspirational story of athleticism and a passion for sport. And after career-ending injury, what do you do? What did he do? He went and got an internship, like we tell our teens all the time. And he got his internship in the front office of a football team. And today he's working with our hometown team, the Los Angeles Rams. Mm-hmm. He's going to activate our young people. He's going to engage with them and motivate them. I think his story really will resonate with a lot of our kids. You know, somebody who loves sport, but found a way to make a career out of it. That's an important part of the Teen Summit. But the important part of the Teen Summit as well is, you know, these hundreds of kids from all over Los Angeles County that have never met each other before, challenging themselves, pushing themselves to do something new and different. We're really excited this year because of the special theme around leadership development, around physical activity, about making healthy choices. These are all something that these young people have never encountered in a scale like they're going to at the Teen Summit.
Right. You have guest speakers, and they also, is there a discussion among them, a chance for them on stage to have a discussion?
Oh, yeah. We have, you know, the group will break out, and we have breakout sessions like you'd have at any conference or convention.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But this one is all focused on the young people. But it's active, too. So we have panel sessions where they're going to hear from experts, and they're going to learn tools that they can use every day at middle school and high school and as they prepare for college. But they're also going to get to be active. They're going to be doing sports drills and playing basketball and volleyball and soccer.
And this year we're holding it at the 92,000 square feet Sports Academy in Thousand Oaks. And the kids will have an opportunity to not only be in a really cool state-of-the-art venue, but they'll be able to experience how the pros work out, the professional sports athletes work out, and they'll get to experience a lot of the programs that they do, whether it's, you know, sports psychology and winning and making sure that you're the best you can be. Mm-hmm. And as Brian so eloquently stated, really it's about healthy choices, and the whole focus on the day is about health and wellness, whether it be, you know, spiritual, mental, physical. It's getting the kids excited and engaged and getting tools that they can use that will parlay nicely as they leave into the future, so that they'll be able to tap into those skills that they learned.
We have a great program at the Boys and Girls Club called Triple Play, which is about the health of the mind, the body, and the soul. And I think that Teen Summit is a great example of what we do in Triple Play. We're not just telling people get out and run laps, because we all recognize that it's important to be active. We're talking about, how do you nourish your mind, your body, and soul? How do you come together and change your entire lifestyle so that you're going to have the best future possible. And that's what we're really excited about this year's Teen Summit program. It's going to be great for our 13-year-olds that are walking into their teen centers for the very first time, who they are not thinking about their career yet. So they're going to have something going for them. And for our high school seniors who are preparing to venture out into the world on their own and are going to be faced with a lot of tough choices. It's all integrated part of what we do at the club every day. But the Teen Summit is just, it's such a great energy. You know, you could probably power your radio station for months on the energy that we capture from
that. Yeah, how many teens are there? How many teens are involved?
We're expecting about 700 this year.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, they're from several counties. So we invited Boys and Girls Club members from Ventura, Orange County, and Los Angeles.
Nice. Yeah. 700 teens in the same place.
This is also another great opportunity. They're going to make new friends. They're going to build new relationships. That are only going to help broaden their horizons and, you know, as we like to say at the clubs, build those great futures.
Yes, great futures LA, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Great futures start here.
Yeah, they do. And so they're playing sports that day then. They're playing,
for a little
participating
bit.
And you mentioned one of the athletes. Who are some of the others that will be there?
The Sports Academy has experts in every field from volleyball to basketball to weightlifting and things like that. So they'll be putting on a coaching, a leadership and life skills session. Mm-hmm. And then right after that session is an engagement with activities. And they'll be coaching the kids and getting them initiated into sports probably that they've never been exposed to.
So a new experience for them.
Exactly.
That they can take away.
And a high level of training and development as well, which is going to be great for them. You know, but then it's also, you know, sessions on anti-bullying, coping with stress, managing stress, being able to stand up for yourself and your friends and your peers, being good citizens. All of these get integrated into the program. And having a partner like the Sports Academy and our sponsors like Toyota that have always played a big role in Teen Summit, or the Los Angeles Rams that are coming in this year as our hometown team. It's an interesting opportunity because, you know, our kids for years have gone to UCLA, which is one of the finest learning institutions in the country. Now they're going to go to one of the finest fitness institutions in the country.
Yes.
There's very few places like the Sports Academy. You know, they work with professional athletes and they work with little kids that are developing as athletes. They work with people that older adults that want to get back into sport. They're bringing to the table is that level of expertise. And then working with our partners in the community that our Boys and Girls Clubs have worked with for decades, who can come in and support anti-bullying programs and self-defense and self-awareness as well. And that's what makes Teen Summit really unique. For our teens, I know what means a lot to them is to have dozens and dozens of adults saying, we care about you. We're vested in you. You're important to us. And we're going to do all of this work. You know, we're appreciative of having you here today and investing in our young people. And that's an important part of the day as well. And then it's also, at the end of the day, it's a ton of fun.
And it's October 21st, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
So do you need to be in the Boys and Girls Club to be part of the summit?
Well, you should always be a member of your local Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
It's easy. It's always affordable. As a matter of fact, of our 22 clubs in Los Angeles County, many of us provide membership entirely free for teenagers. So the first thing I would do is go into greatfuturesla.org, find your local club, and you have one. If you're listening to this, you have a local Boys and Girls Club. Find that local club, reach out to them, and that's how you enroll to come into the Teen Summit. We roll in together and we roll out together. And that's the other important part about it, because it doesn't stop on October 21st. It keeps going every single day of the year for our members and the work that we do with the Los Angeles County Alliance. And of course, and if you're not a teenager yet, or if the children in your life aren't teenagers yet, start them now.
Yeah, right. Because, well, you work with kids who are 6 to 18.
18, yeah.
Yeah, and going back to the LA County Alliance, you help with fundraising, you help with being creative, the programming, you're working with all of the Boys and Girls Clubs, right, Mary?
I am. I feel very blessed that I have that opportunity, because it does lend itself to a bigger footprint for not just our partners and sponsors, but for our clubs as well, to raise visibility and acknowledgement and appreciation about the great work that they do and the impact they have on our communities. People always forget we're in 88 cities in LA County and probably 100 unincorporated cities, and those statistics are amazing when you think about the impact on these communities with their own DNA, which is really important that all of them have access to experts. And one of the things that I'm always most proud of is Teen Summit does build on what the clubs are already doing, in that our panelists are people that are experts in their fields. We have former Olympic athletes, gold medalists, people who have parlayed their careers in sports into whether it be entrepreneurship or, you know, starting their own fitness program and things like that. So the kids are really jarred in their thinking of their notion of, I'm limited if I become a professional athlete. What else can I do?
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole big world out there. Not everybody can be Kobe Bryant, but it takes like 20,000 people to support him. So mm-hmm. you could be one of those people that are just as important in whether it's, you know, websites or marketing and all of these different careers that build around the fabulous sports industry.
There are so many opportunities for kids at your local Boys and Girls Club. So you've got to check it out. Then you can go to Teen Summit. Thank you for being so dedicated to kids, Brian and Mary.
Thank you.
GreatFuturesLA.org. You can find out a lot of what we've been talking about right there.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Los Angeles County Alliance for the Boys and Girls Clubs and Teen Summit 2017.